Decision after discussion. I'm Melissa Patrick. After listening to their guests speak about their thoughts on whether there should be a marijuana dispensary in Millersburg, the members of Village Council were asked to make their vote on the issue. Mayor Kelly Hoffe would ask each council member to state the way they were voting and give their reasoning for that decision. Councilman Bob Shoemaker would say yes, he was for allowing a dispensary in Millersburg, and would give three reasons why.
We are going to lose close to $50,000 a year when the school moves out of town, the elementary. Second is to help assist the DEHASs with any profits to help build the YMCA that they've started. And that's the two main reasons, and housing, if we can do anything to bring housing.
Councilman Tom Vaughn would say that council decided to put this on the ballot to get the people's opinion, and that's why he's voting no.
They voted in November 2-1 against, and I don't know how we're representative of government, how I cannot support their position and vote no.
Councilwoman Andrea Kellogg would vote yes, saying very simply that it's legal. She also said that 80% of the people didn't vote on the ballot issues.
My husband is a criminal defense attorney. He's been one for 29 years. I work for him. He's represented thousands and thousands and thousands of people. Not kidding. I have never seen an egregious crime happen from somebody on marijuana. I've seen it on alcohol. I've seen it on prescription drugs.
Councilman Brent Hofstetter would say that personal opinions of council members should not come into play in the decision, and that regardless of his personal opinion, he was going to vote no along with the November vote.
Had the vote gone the other way, and it had been 2/3 in favor of, I would vote in favor of them, because that is what the people want. We're here as representatives. We are being asked. We ask them to give us advice, and then if we turn around and don't take it, what does that say about us as leaders? I don't know that I could look residents in the face if I turned around and did the exact opposite of what they said to do. In a perfect world, we would have had 100% voter turnout on this. We obviously didn't. Whether the turnout is 1%, 10%, 20%, or 80%, it doesn't matter. That this is the data that we have been given. This is what we have been, the people who cared enough to vote one way or the other, that is how they have told us that they feel.
New Councilman Ryan Hirschberger would thank everyone who spoke at the meeting for sharing their opinion and that he sees both sides and was sitting right in the middle. He says that what it comes down to is that he can't go against the way the people voted in November and would vote no.
But I guess ultimately for me, it's going to come down to the fact that just 2 months ago, my name was on a ballot and I was voted in. And yes, it was uncontested, unfortunately. I wish there had been a contest, but it's hard for me to go against that. You know, it just, I'm sorry for the people that, because I really, no matter what I say, it's going to disappoint somebody. But tonight it has to be a no, but I really would be, I'm all for putting it back on the ballot one more time.
The final councilman to cast his vote was new council member Andy Zollers, who says that he, like Andrea, asked that his vote be respected and would say no due to personal conviction.
But as I'm like with Ryan, it can be brought back up. Like I said, the door's not closed. I do see the health benefits of it, but as of right now, I say no.
Mayor Hoffe would ask the newest council members, Hirschberger and Zollers, if any other council member helped them make their decision or was it all on their own, and both said it was on their own, and while they said no, the door isn't permanently closed. With the vote being 4 noes and 2 yeses, the Village of Millersburg will proceed with a moratorium on all marijuana dispensaries with legislation brought to council at the next meeting for the first reading. The Wayne County Commissioner's Office recently became aware of a fraudulent copycat website designed to closely resemble the official Wayne County Auditor's website. The official website for the Wayne County Auditor is waynecountyauditor.org. The fraudulent website was identified using a similar address, waynecountyauditors.org. While the fraudulent site did not appear to be actively collecting information at the time it was discovered, it was determined that the site had the capability to be modified to capture usernames, passwords, and other sensitive information from users. Upon identifying the hosting provider, Wayne County officials made contact with the hope that the fraudulent website would be shut down. During the investigation, it was also discovered that the copycat site had links to Ross and Lorain counties. Wayne County residents are urged to remain vigilant and cautious of online scams. Cyber criminals often use deceptive websites to steal personal and financial information, which can then be used for fraudulent purposes. To protect yourself, carefully verify website addresses before entering any personal information. Be alert for slight misspellings or extra letters in web addresses. When in doubt, navigate to official county websites directly rather than using search engines. Report suspicious websites or activity to local authorities. The public is encouraged to stay informed and cautious while conducting business online. The Holmes County Sheriff reported for yesterday one accident, nine incidents, and these three arrests. Phoebe Jean Allison of Millersburg, who's arrested and charged with theft without consent. Monica Rochelle Miller of Kilbuck, who's arrested and charged with driving while under the influence of alcohol and or drugs, as well as Cassie Nicole Pelton of Gambier, who was arrested and charged with restraint of dog times six. An effort is underway to reverse the direction of intoxicating hemp products in Ohio. The group Ohioans for Cannabis Choice will make their move to try and put a citizen referendum on the ballot to stop Senate Bill 56 from taking effect. Senate Bill 56, which was signed back in December by Governor DeWine, put restrictions on products like THC sodas, only allowing them to be sold in dispensaries. Now a push to get on the November ballot to reverse that decision is underway. Federal, state, and local law enforcement are investigating dozens of what they call hoax threats across central Ohio, including at many Columbus City school buildings yesterday. A CCS spokesman says more than 30 schools in the district received an emailed bomb threat. He did not give more details on what the threat said, but Columbus police are investigating to try to figure out who sent the emails. He added that all school operations resumed as normal. Kids were able to get to class and dismissal times were not affected. The Greater Columbus Chamber of Commerce and the State House also received bomb threat emails. Kroger named former Walmart executive Greg Foran as its chief executive officer yesterday. Foran joins Kroger 11 months after its previous CEO, Rodney McMullen, abruptly resigned following an internal investigation into his personal conduct. Foran led Walmart's U.S. division for 6 years before departing in 2019. While there, he introduced online ordering and pickup and accelerated Walmart digital capabilities. Cincinnati, Ohio-based Kroger is the largest standalone U.S. supermarket chain. Walmart is one of its chief competitors. As consumers increasingly pick up their groceries along with other items at superstores, Walmart controls 21% of U.S. grocery sales, while Kroger controls 8.5%. According to market research company Numerator. And finally, at a difficult time for America, Super Bowl advertisers ask viewers to take care of themselves and others, and maybe even crack a smile. Ring showed how neighbors can use their doorbell cameras to find lost pets. A Budweiser Clydesdale protected a bald eagle chick from the rain. Novartis touted a blood test that can detect prostate cancer. Toyota reminded viewers to wear their seatbelts. Two ads featured songs from Mr. Rogers. Healthcare was a big theme with Novo Nordisk and Roe promoting GLP-1s, and tech companies like Meta, Anthropic, and Amazon were all in on AI. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM.